As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Astros lineup is out as they look to sweep the Blue Jays. Altuve leading off. Alvarez is the DH tonight, and he is batting second. Paredes, who's coming off of another Crawford box homer, he is behind him. Third, Pena, after his three hits yesterday, stays in the cleanup spot. Walker, after his three hits yesterday, stays there in the five spot. How about that? Cleanup and four and five spot. Got six hits between them yesterday.
Yeah, man.
Scored multiple runs, drove in runs. Diaz stays in as the catcher. DiCenzo is back from that jammed thumb or jammed finger that he had that set him out yesterday. So he is back there in right field. Dubon is in at second base. And Chaz McCormick.
Center field action?
He's in center field.
Oh, look at you.
Come on, Chaz.
He is due a big day, isn't he? I just want to see the kid smile. Forget getting his name back. I mean, he is due a big day, right?
We'll get all this little funk.
A big day, man. He's due. Like, what's a big day?
I mean, DiCenzo. Like, DiCenzo had a couple
two
days hit, ago.
Two doubles,
some RBIs, a shining light in this lineup for a change. I mean, he's due. I just want to see the kid smile.
Cheryl, Tyler, if you could find this at some point, because I do want to include you, and maybe Cheryl will have to do it. When's the last time he's hit a home run? Honestly, got to date the last time Chaz hit a home run.
When's the last time he got some banana pudding?
That's true.
Dusty quit bringing that pudding, didn't he? He strikes me. You know your buddy that you think's got a pretty good life, but every time you see him, he's just stressed to the gills. You can see it in his eyes. You can see, like, he's just tired all
like
the time.
He's holding on.
Something just ain't right. Something. Yeah, man, I'm on the verge, man. I'm on the verge of just going off the deep end. Chaz is that guy.
I'm afraid of hearing that. I feel like it may be June or May of last year.
Last home run?
Yes. No, he had hadn't touched one up this year.
It wasn't this year, so it's definitely going to be. Yeah. It's going to be in 2024.
I wonder when it was. All right, some people have texted in to Tyler's jersey, throwback jersey. I said the Knicks. Someone texted in the Charlotte Hornets throwbacks. Yes, the one with the pinstripes, Larry Johnson's, Alonzo Mourning, Muggsy Bogues. Those are clean. The Black Bulls jerseys. I don't know how hard throwback that is, but I guess to maybe some people when they first did those throwbacks. I mean, I like the old Sean Kemp, Gary Payton Sonics jerseys.
That's my number one.
That's where I was going to go, but I'm thinking that may be for me just because it's no longer around.
Yeah. That one was unique and not too crazy, not too busy. I like that one.
Yeah. It's a good one. The throwback Nuggets is a popular one.
Yeah,
that's the one I remember. Larry Allen walking across that damn field in the Alamo Dome after I mean, after Parcells told him he was going to have 10 straight 2-a-days in his ass.
He was in
that rainbow that damn
who
nugget.
Who was it?
I don't know. I don't remember who
like
it
Alex
was.
Alex English, probably.
But he's yeah. – no, it was before that. Hell, it was 2000.
Oh, Alex English is before that.
Oh, I thought you said Ingles.
English. Yeah, he's one of the
– Hey, he's – no, that's – I don't know. But anyway, he's walking across in that jersey, and I thought, ooh, okay, I guess L.A. was serious. He ain't practicing today. But anyway, go ahead.
The first the initial Miami Heat jerseys, those the way they had Heat spelled with the bats, those were nice.
Apologize if y'all mentioned it. I was looking up that Chaz McCormick stat. By the way, August 28th of 2024, last white boy Chaz homer against the Phillies.
He did still have his nickname at that time. Go ahead.
No, apologies if y'all mentioned this one, but close second to me to the throwback Sonics is the Vancouver Grizzlies.
Ooh, the Grizzlies are, they've been wearing them now.
Yeah, those things are clean.
Yeah, they got their ass beat in them, I think, not too long ago. But yeah, they, those were cool.
Yeah,
I didn't like them at the time. I didn't like them at the time. Someone texted in the Raptors first. Yeah, the Raptors first ones. The ones that Vince wore. Those were nice.
When the Raptor Chris Bosh was playing for the Raptors.
Yep, him and Peyton Manning when he played for the Broncos.
Yes.
The guys who look closest like their mascot of the team that they play for. Peyton, the Bronco, and when Chris had his dreads pulled back just the right way.
That's good.
Man, if he didn't look like the Toronto Raptor, if he didn't look like that.
That is good.
That damn thing. Oh, like, hey, good. Chris, do this.
Sometimes I think I just tune into Jurassic Park on accident. Right,
I've never heard that. The player that looked most like his
Peyton
logo.
Manning when he's at the Denver Bronco.
That's really good.
And Chris takes the cake. Yeah, Chris is the best. And, he cut his hair off. It pissed me smooth off. That is a raptor in that thing. Real quick, this annoyed me as we go into the draft, Clint, and maybe I'm overdoing this. And the reason why I say maybe I'm overdoing this is because in my mind, I think you're getting serious potential hurt to this player's future and how people view him. With Shedeur Sanders, and it has been, I think I would say for him, more negative. To be what I think most people believe, the second best quarterback in the class. And at one point, it was closer between him and Cam Ward.
Yeah, yeah.
It feels like we hear everything positive about Jalen Milroe. It seems the opposite with Shedeur Sanders. This one is the cake taker to me. This is, of course, he was too much of a bitch to put his name out there. An NFL assistant coach. Sorry, kids. An NFL assistant coach on Shedeur Sanders. The worst formal interview I've ever been in my life. He's so entitled. He takes unnecessary sacks. He never plays on time. He has horrible body language. He blames his teammates. But the biggest thing is he's not that good. And I got no problem with you. You put your name on it. Say what? If you're going to go out and go this hard on a kid, if you're going to go this hard on somebody, this ain't I just don't like the way he climbs in the pocket or I think he takes sacks. Those are my issues. No. The worst interview you've ever seen in your life, he's entitled, which is an opinion, and he blames his teammates. Where are you getting that from? All of this stuff, he's not that. Put your damn name on it. Like, you're going to, no, don't come out. Like, for me, whoever put it out, I believe it was Tom Pelissero. I understand why you put it out because you hear, you know, this obviously is a big talking point today because it grabs headlines. But, man, like, no, man, don't be a hoe about it. You're going to come out there and say something about somebody, say it.
Yeah, look.
Put your name on it.
There's no doubt about it. The thing is, Tom better have heard this from somebody's mouth. Like, Tom, this better not be second. To me, Tom has a professional responsibility to when it's something that's this critical, to make sure you vet your source. And vetting, the only thing that would ever put me in a position, especially if I'm Tom and I'm established, to post something like this or make something like this public, is if I heard it from the dude's mouth myself, from his lips to my damn ears, I heard it. I still wouldn't put it out there, but That's the only way that something like this makes sense, man. Hopefully this wasn't heard it through the grapevine kind of deal and just a trusted source to a trusted source to a trusted source. Hopefully that's not the case, because I agree with you, man. To not put a name on something like this is a crying ass shame.
And maybe I'm over. Do you think he's hurt this hurts his draft status? Like
Tom Pelissero saying it, but I think that is a real source coming from an assistant, and word gets out that this respected general manager, scout, or coach thinks this, hell yeah, absolutely.
Because if he told Tom Pelissero this, he's probably told people around the league this.
Well, he's telling Tom for a reason.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think it's a monkey see, monkey do business. I think we give guys at the NFL level, scouting departments, GMs, coaches, we give them all too much credit, like they're beyond some of this stuff. And I'm just telling you, some of the stuff I saw when I was in the league blew my mind. So there's not the thought that a coach may be out there and feel this way and be leaking it and thinking he's giving his team a better chance to draft him or somebody else. And it's not beyond what goes on in the league, but it's a crime. You got to be a real POS.
If you're going to say this, if you're going to run a kid down for their future, put your name on it.
Agreed.
Like, hey, what you said, we break down what he had to say, but put your name on it. Don't sit there and be anonymous to Tom Pelissero.
You know how I feel about sources.
Oh, my God. That just steamed me. Coming up, Rockets Report. Brandon Scott, he'll join us, and I can't wait to get his thoughts on this huge, huge game 2 coming up.